Interesting juxtaposition of Parshas Shemini and Parshas Tezria, because even though they're in different parshios, if you follow the sequence carefully, you'll notice that the laws of animals precede the laws of human beings. Now, there are different types of laws, different types of halachos, but in the end of Parshas Shemini, so there's very intricate discussions of animals, not necessarily how they're born, but how they factor into our daily interactions. And then in Parshas Tezria, Isha ki Tezria v'yalda zachar. So indeed, the two Parshas are going to talk about laws of Tumah V'Tahara, but they begin with how man is created. So Chazal talk about the fact that this resembles in many ways Ma'aseh Bereishis, where animals were created before man, and in the end, Yom HaShishi, man was created. Yet, before even the animals were created, the Torah writes, V'ruach Elokim rachefes al pnei ha'mayim. And according to one day in Chazal, Ruach Elokim refers to Mashiach, the Ruach of Mashiach. So before animals were created, there was a potential for man to perfect his world. There was a potential for man to live the ideal utopian lifestyle. And then animals were created, and then human beings were created afterwards. So Chazal say basically as follows. I'll read you the Lashon HaMedrash. It's a very important and famous Medrash. Chazal say that Im Zacha, if a person lives life the right way, you came first, Melech HaMashiach. Not that you're the Mashiach, but the spirit of Mashiach, the metaphor of Mashiach, you came before any creature. Im Lav, if you don't live life the right way, Omrim Lo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, Yitush Kadamcha, then even a mosquito came before you, because in the sequence of Ma'aseh Bereishis, mosquitoes were actually created before you. So basically, man has the potential to precede the animal kingdom, or to be less than the animal kingdom. And the Medrash continues, Kishem Sheitzirasa, Shaladam, Achra, Behema Chayavav, just like man was created after animals in Bereishis, Kach Taraso, Achra, Behema Chayavav. Similarly, the laws of man are listed after Behema Chayavav in Parshas Tezria, right after Parshas Shemini. So on the one hand, this is a Medrash that talks about the potential of man and the spectrum of human achievement. On the one hand, humans can become the pinnacle of the universe. On the other hand, they can ruin the universe and be more corrosive and more harmful than animals. On the other hand, it's also a very important matter about humility. How does a person achieve humility? So, obviously, humility has to be innate. Humility has to be internal. Humility has to come from Godless Abare, to recognize the sweep and the infinity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But very often, humility can come from a sense of where you belong in the cosmos, what your part is in the overall cosmological order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more that you realize how large and how vast HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is, and it becomes sometimes breathtaking, overwhelming when you see an ocean, when you see a large mountain, when you see a large forest, when you travel in space, not that anyone here has traveled in space, when you conceive about traveling in space. So it broadens the dimension of our view of our world, of our universe, and it puts our place in perspective. Now, interestingly enough, over the last century, two significant events happened that somehow alter this perspective. On the one hand, we discovered outer space or inner space, and we started to expand at least our recognition of the universe we're part of. On the other hand, technological advances empowered us to manipulate this world. And these are two processes which were cycling simultaneously. In order to discover space, we had to technologically empower ourselves. The real jump start of the technological revolution was space travel. So many of the technologies we have today, GPSs and satellites and communication, are all spin-offs of all the technologies which had to be invested in order to travel to space. So on the one hand, we were expanding the universe and getting a little bit more humility about the human role in the universe. On the other hand, we were equipping ourselves technologically and getting a sense of man's abilities and capabilities. But when a person has that sense of a broader world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, whether it's nature, whether it's space, whether it's the universe, whether it's something even as microbial as the small micro world of chemistry and of biology, and how much chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu inserts into his bria, when we say bracha v'ashayatzar, ashayatzar salam, it's a time to think about the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which reminds us about our own fragility. If one of these bodily functions were to cease, we see how difficult it could be for humans to exist. But also, that's part of the way a person can achieve humility, is by looking at the broader equation, the broader universe, the broader cosmos that we're part of, not in a bad way. This Medrash is spoken in a negative way. If you failed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you failed your potential, you're less than a mosquito. You're sequentially after a mosquito. But just in a healthy, moderating way, that a person sees he's part of, on the one hand, he's the pinnacle of creation, on the one hand, b'shvili nivra olam, on the other hand, There's a large universe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and that sometimes creates an awe and a humility that's natural, and the Chazal expect to come from the sequencing of Parsha Shemini and Parsha Tzivia. Okay. Let me just ask our neighbors if they could...